So, Jenny, can you explain the impetus behind writing this book?
So I'm writing this book called Stop Saving the Planet, which is sort of counterintuitive, but it's really asking us to really completely rethink these traditions in environmentalism about environmental causes and problems and solutions. So traditionally, environmentalism has really, this really heart and soul has really been about saving this non-human world called, that we call environment. But the book is really about saying, well, the problem with that tradition is that we really need to start thinking about nature as the foundation of modern life rather than as an escape.
So the title of your book, as you mentioned, is Stop Saving the Planet. And I mean, you're not encouraging people to stop recycling or stop caring about our planet. But is there something in the language of saving the planet that...
Yeah, so it's not stop saving the planet and start trashing the planet. It's more just this idea of saving the planet, I think, has really steered us off in some really counterproductive directions. So one of the things I do in the book, and this is one of the more controversial pieces of it, is I really go after this emphasis on individual virtuous actions as a way to address environmental problems. Individual actions will never solve the environmental problems that we have to solve, like climate change and, you know, extinction and waste. We really need big systemic structural solutions. And I feel like the emphasis on individual action is sort of persuading us that we're doing something when we're really not.
What is your biggest advice for the average person? Is this about wielding our vote?
Honestly, I feel like vote and pay your taxes are really high at the top of the list for being a good environmentalist. So you have a lot of people who are doing all kinds of, you know, making all kinds of efforts to be good environmentalists, but they're not, but they're trying to minimize their taxes. That's counterproductive. You know, be a citizen. Pay attention to the nature of everyday life.
Thank you so much for taking this time.
Thank you.